It is 7:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we are returning to tolls and concessionaires and where the government comes in. This is because the government is reviewing Gamuda's proposal for four of its highways to be acquired and by the government. And so we want to take a look at what's going on and what the repercussions are potentially of the government taking over versus companies taking them back, essentially.
So the breakup of national government had initially decided against this proposal because of the increase in financial commitment. But since then, Gamuda has actually come up with a new proposal. And this includes extending the concession, having a fixed toll rate throughout that extension period, as well as, which was what was done with the Plus Highway, for instance. And so Works Minister Datuk Sri Fadila Yusof has now said that the new proposal is under review and that the government wants to have a uniform solution across all the highway concessions in Klang Valley. And this is also includes, of course, evaluating those that are profitable and those that are operating at a loss.
Yeah, and this is coming actually from Pakatan Harapan days, right? Because Putrajaya had offered 6.2 billion ringgit to acquire Gamuda's stake in companies that operated the LDP, Sprint, Kasas and the Smart Tunnel. And Finance Minister at the time, Lim Guan Eng, said that the revenue collected from these four highways actually make up 48% of the market share of the tolled roads market in the city. So this was seen as a potential area to explore. And the government at the time also talked about implementing a congestion charge. And ultimately, they managed an 18% toll reduction for the Plus Highway. But I think it opened up this conversation about governments getting involved in concessionaires, or rather getting involved in tolls and where that could go, but also what that might mean for road users. So we'd like to know what your thoughts are. Again, the government is essentially looking at Gamuda's proposal for four of its highways to be acquired by the government itself. We want to know what you think. You can call us 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now we're crossing over to Professor Dr. Ahmad Farhan Mohamad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at University Science Malaysia. Prof, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Pleasure as always, Lynn. How are you?
Good, thank you. So just to revisit the events that have taken place so far, talk to us about the Pakatan Harapan administration's plans to acquire the highways back during their time.
Okay. looking back at history, if I recall, there's so many things that has happened in our life. I think I remembered that it was part of Pakatan Harapan's manifesto that they wanted to give almost free toll, if I'm not mistaken, all right? I think after they have gotten into power, the government would have realized that that is not a feasible manifesto because the tolls are part of a concession agreement with the companies who have helped to build the highways and then operate them and with the intention to transfer them. So I think it's not as simple as taking over because each of these highway went through a very rigorous due diligence on first its needs because the need of the highway has to be justified by the forecasted demand. And of course, through the toll payment, they would have calculated the revenue. And I'm sure that would be part of the financial planning and the business plan of the entire scheme. So it is very complicated. And I'm sure when the companies went into the bidding, they would have calculated all the risks. And at the end of the day, they made the decision based on the returns that they would gather. So I guess that was why at that point it didn't go through because it was not a simple thing to achieve. And then, of course, the new government came and I think the new government understood the complexity and I feel that's why they delayed or they were not keen initially. So that would be in history, maybe just to get the ball rolling of our discussion, Lynn, this evening.
So the Perikatan National Government did decide not to go ahead with the takeover, and their primary concern was financial considerations. Could you walk us through what that actually means? What are the kinds of financial commitments involved when a government takes over and maintains these highways?
Okay, from my understanding, okay, I may be wrong because the details of the contract is not privy to me, lah. I do not know the whole detail, but generally, when we infrastructure development in the country, when Malaysia started off with our Malaysian incorporated, so build, operate, transfer was a very successful economic model or financial model that was used. And PLUS was a good example of that. But again, for companies to invest and to build, the cost is enormous, and they would go for loans. So the calculation of the loan from wherever that they got the loan from would have included the demand profile or the estimated demand of user over the period of the concession. So 30 years, 40 years, they would have estimated the demand using the normal demand estimation principle in transportation engineering. So, of course, they would then have a scheme of toll payment, usually adjusted to the inflation rate, so that, of course, they get the net value of the toll. And they would have calculated all the economic model so that they know they will get the returns. They would have be able to pay the toll, and of course with the profit. A lot of companies got excited because the PLUS was a very successful venture, and the demand was actually increasing ahead of the forecast. So we saw that, you know, PLUS made a lot of money, and of course a lot of people, I mean, by theory, any highways would have induced new demand anyway. That's theoretical, in theory. So that's why we saw a very exponential increase in the number of highways in the country, and of course it helped mobility and accessibility for the country. But we also saw some highways that did not do that well, which had a slow pickup of demand, and these are those highways concessions that had some losses. So it's not always positive. There are some also that are struggling. But coming back to the point of when the government wants to when we have already go into operation, of course, as we know, the government has intervened by not allowing toll increase for many, many years. Even PLUS did not have a toll increase because of the public outcry. And because of that, the government had to compensate. These are all out of the contract. It's not really out, but because the government did not allow the toll to be increased, so the government had to be compensated. But these are all over and above the original business model. So I guess when the government would like to take over, all this would have been calculated. And that would be a disturbance to the financial of the country when they take over. So there will be sudden increase in commitment that the government has to keep it is taking over. So I guess that's the reason why the government did not favor it. But I guess now, after a year and a half, maybe the government finance is more stable and they feel that it's more appropriate. So it's quite exciting to see how the Ministry of Works argue on this, which is still not very clear from the news that we have heard. I hope that explains. It's a bit complicated, but I hope that helps everybody to understand the situation.
You know, I also would like to know, when we talk about all these various proposals and these changes that have been made, and we often look at it from a governmental or, you know, company point of view. But for road users, how would these proposals actually affect us, and what would be the best solution?
Yeah, okay. This is interesting because, our users, the demand on our highways have grown very rapidly. And it is not only the growth of the road user as in passenger cars. It is also, we can see how our heavy goods vehicle have also increased significantly. If you go on any plus highway, you would see that, you can feel that the number is growing. So this will affect the traffic flow situation on the highways, which is, converted into congestion, bottlenecks, jams, and not smooth flowing traffic, which we expect from a paid toll expressway. So the principle of toll expressway is an option for user to use with payment, and in return you have a better level of service. Okay, you don't expect congestion and so on. But now in Malaysia, even with COVID and all the restrictions that we have now, you see that the congestion is sometimes unbearable on certain segments of the highway, and the user will start to wonder, why am I paying for the toll when it is not giving me the best level of service? So I think this is a sign of capacity being reached. So for me, as a transportation man, we need to find an alternative, because capacity has limits. And at the moment, if we go back to the norm where we are allowed to cross state borders, we would see that all our highways would be congested, And that is not good for our user. So to me, it's not about the financial part. It is more about how we manage the traffic flow and how do we manage the demand. So I think that requires another discussion, because we need to bring in the role of rail, to ease off the loadings on the highways for goods as well as for users, for passengers. We need to look at other alternatives. And as I said before, we have really not optimized our rail capabilities. So I think the public at the moment is paying, but perhaps they are saying that we are not getting the return for the payment that we have made. So I think that's what the public will be concerned of. And of course, you can increase the toll rate, but again, the government has to be brave enough to face the public or explain to the public why toll has to go up. So there is a bit complex, It's a risk that the government has to take in order to get the right equilibrium in terms of solution.
Prof, okay. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right, pleasure. As always, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was Professor Dr. Ahmad Farhan Mohamad Sadullah, Professor of Transport Engineering at University Science Malaysia, joining us to try to, I think, demystify some of the more technical aspects of what determines tolls in our country and the ongoing conversations between the government and various companies, this time specifically Gamuda. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.